Manu Patra alerts dated the 19th of April 2018. Supreme Court has dismissed petition seeking an independent probe into the death of special CBI judge Brij Mohan Harikishan lawyer. Law Commission of India has submitted the 274th report titled Review of Contempt of Court Act 1971, limited to Section 2 of the Act, to the Ministry of Law and Justice, suggesting that the Commission does not consider it necessary to make any amendment therein for the present. Law Commission of India has recommended to the Centre that the Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, be classified as a national sports federation and brought under the ambit of the Right to Information Act, RTI. Supreme Court has held National Commission for Minority Educational Institutions, NCMEI, has power to decide minority status of an already existing educational institution. Supreme Court has quashed the order of National Green Tribunal, NGT, declaring Amarnath Cave Shrine a silent zone and prohibiting religious offerings beyond the entry point. Supreme Court has observed that the imposition of penalty under Section 43A of Competition Act is an account of breach of a civil obligation, and the proceedings being neither criminal nor quasi-criminal, there is no requirement of mens rea or intentional breach as an essential element for levy of penalty. Supreme Court has asked Jay Shah and the Wire to amicably settle the criminal defamation case lodged by the former against the news portal and others. Supreme Court has held an Indian naval officer guilty of making sexually explicit calls to wives of fellow officers, but reinstated him in service after forfeiting his 2-year seniority and depriving him of 5-year salary. Allahabad High Court has stayed action against 4 professors of IIT Kanpur in connection with harassment of a Dalit faculty member. Delhi High Court has told the Director General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, that no pilot should fly for over 125 hours, 30 days in a row. Delhi High Court has fined media outlets that revealed the identity of the 8-year-old victim in the heinous gang rape and murder case in Jammu and Kashmir's Kathua. Delhi High Court has sought to know from the centre as to why it had exempted 3-wheelers from location tracking device in the present scenario where people are being raped. Delhi High Court has told South Delhi Municipal Corporation that its neck would be on the line if the civic body wanted to certify the old clubhouse of Firoz Shah Kotla Stadium as structurally stable to accommodate broadcasters and their equipment for the upcoming IPL matches. Bombay High Court has restrained the state from renewing the agreement with the Maharashtra Cricket Association to provide water from Pavana Dam to its stadium in Pune for IPL matches. Bombay High Court has held that a witness, especially a rape or sexual abuse victim, is not a tape recorder to depose in verbatim of her original statements. Madras High Court has quashed government orders dated the 9th and 23rd of March notifying the remote and difficult areas for awarding incentive marks to the in-service candidates for admission to PG medical courses for the academic year 2018-2019. Madras High Court has directed state government to furnish the steps taken to prevent crimes against women. Income Tax Department has said that the latest ITR1 form, largely used by the salaried taxpayers, is now available in the official portal for e-filing. The last date for filing the ITR is the 31st of July. Finance Ministry has said that e-way bill system for interstate movement of goods would be implemented from the 20th of April, 2018 in the states of Bihar, Jharkhand, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Tripura and Uttarakhand. Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, has notified the Central Goods and Services Tax Rules, 4th Amendment, by amending the sub-rule 5 of Rule 89, Rule 97 relating to refund under the Goods and Services Tax, GST, regime.